Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Logo, Crown Media Productions. Title, Wedding of a Lifetime. Text, Jonathan Bennett. Brooke Dorsey. Robin Bradley. Cameron McDonald. A Sunset Beyond a Small Town.
But I did it anyway.
I didn't.
Oh, my.
We're all here.
Oh, yeah. It has been too long since we all got together.
Yeah, it really has.
And let's not let that happen again, son.
I'll try not to, Dad. Awesome. Thanks.
Jake and Darby sit together at dinner.
Oh. Darby, honey, what happened to your engagement ring?
I was cooking today, so I had to take it off for safekeeping.
You thought we forgot, didn't you?
Forgot.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Jake and Darby.
Jake and Darby.
Happy anniversary to you.
Congratulations.
A cake at the table.
Anniversary? You got engaged 10 years ago tonight in this very restaurant.
Yeah. You don't remember?
Huh. They look at each other.
Okay. That can't be right. No.
Yes. I remember that night like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Your mom was so happy when you came and told us. She knew you were a perfect match.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she was right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
This was very special.
Yeah, it's really sweet, but
soon you'll have another day to celebrate. Mm-hmm.
Right. But we should really celebrate every day. Though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true. Oh,
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Yes. Should we eat it?
Yes, please.
Let them eat cake. And we did.
And we will.
Okay. Who wants the first piece?
They walk outside after dinner.
Whitney didn't look very happy tonight.
Yeah, well, she can't be pleased with only four tables.
I hope things pick up. Dad's trying everything.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went tonight.
Darby looks over at Jake.
Did you know they had a cake?
Of course not. I thought it was just dinner. I would have warned you.
How have we been engaged 10 years?
Life happened. Your mom died. Rose got sick.
Yeah, you got hurt. We started your ski shop.
They walk up steps to a porch.
Hey, listen. I still got you some inventory at the shop tonight, so if I work too late, I'll just sleep there, okay?
No, no, you don't have to do that.
No, you got to film in the morning. I don't want to wake you up.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see if I can maybe grab the breakfast crowd.
The smile at each other.
Right.
Sleep well.
You too.
Jake goes down the steps. Darby goes inside. Jake stops and nods. Trees on a mountain range, from above. A small town, from above.
Now, doesn't this look delicious?
Mm. Darby films herself eating.
And it's even better than it looked. And 70% less calories and fat. Just pair it with a couple of eggs, and you've got yourself the perfect breakfast. So come on, give us a follow, and I will send you our secret recipe.
A breeze blows into the room.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for watching Scientific Southern Cooking.
Yep.
I am so sorry. I thought you might want a coffee before class.
It's okay. I had all of 30 people watching.
Ooh, you're up 40%.
Nice.
Yeah, well, thank you for the positivity and the coffee.
You're welcome.
But, I think I'm gonna have to close up the kitchen.
What?
Yeah, there's nobody watching.
Darby looks at her phone.
Oh, good. My one comment is, your kitchen is as fake as the chicken.
Ugh.
Well, that's nice.
I still can't believe how real it looks.
Yeah, well, not real enough.
You can't quit. This food is too good.
Carla, I've been at this for almost 2 years. I can't seem to get any traction.
You've worked so hard and just need a break. Look, things are gonna change, and you'll help so many people be healthier. Trust me.
Hope springs eternal, right?
Good morning, Mrs. Good morning.
Anyways, bye. I'll see you in the lunchroom at 12:30. Okay. Make sure you bring the rest of these, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
bye. Okay, thanks, bye.
Carla leaves the classroom as students arrive. Darby looks around and smiles. She walks into a backyard as Jake brings food out to a grill.
Hey.
Hey.
How'd it go?
Well, 30 viewers and they know my backdrop is fake.
She sits on a couch.
I saw the show. I thought the chicken looked great.
So I had 29 viewers.
I count.
Chip runs up and hugs Jake.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Dude, it's Panthers versus Patriots. We planned this a week ago.
That's tonight? I actually
forgot. You're grilling. You almost had me going there.
Well, I did.
I have some papers to grade, so you guys have fun. Enjoy.
See you later, Darb.
All right.
Let's go. We got 20 minutes of game time, baby. What you thinking?
Jake and Chip stand at the grill.
Everything all right?
The shop only had like 10 customers today.
Is that okay?
No. That's not good.
Maybe Wednesday's meeting will fix that.
Since when do you pay attention to my dad's meetings?
Jake closes the grill. Darby gathers papers from a desk. She takes them over to a couch and sits. She looks over. The sun sets beyond a mountain range. A blue Jeep drives up to a home. It stops. Darby walks into the home.
Hey, Dad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Want breakfast?
No, thank you. Just wanted to see how Nana's doing.
All right.
She goes out to the back porch.
Hi, Nana.
Hi, honey.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm just fine. Tired, but doctor says that's normal.
Are you sure?
All my tests are clear. Now quit fussing over me.
You love it when I fuss over you.
Well, maybe a little.
Her dad moves towards the porch.
Batter up.
Oh, making mom's pancakes?
She always said that pancakes on Wednesday would get you through the week.
Right, except it's Tuesday.
Well, it was a long Monday. Want some?
Okay, I'll have one. Fine, maybe two.
All right.
He goes back towards the kitchen.
Oh, that's a great shot.
Darby looks at a photo of her parents.
They always knew they were meant for each other.
This house was their dream. And creating all this together and having you just made things all the more perfect.
Dreams, yeah. I remember when I had those. I was gonna move to New York and open a restaurant, revolutionize what people thought of Southern cooking.
Well, you still can.
I don't know, it just feels so far away. Impossible, almost.
It may be closer than you think.
Darby looks at her grandma skeptically.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you know?
She smiles at her. A small town from above.
Hi.
Jake's mom walks into his ski shop.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hey.
What's up?
Oh, your father sent me to all the stores to remind him of the town meeting this Wednesday morning.
What's that about?
He wants to talk about bringing in more tourists for the fall and build towards the ski season. But everybody is worried. Businesses are down across the board.
And he's taking it on himself.
Mm-hmm.
He shakes his head.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, you're a good son for always supporting him. And for being there at 7 a.m. sharp with your lovely fiancé.
We'll be there.
He moves away from her.
Honey, are you okay? You and Darby seemed a little down last night.
Realizing we've been engaged 10 years, just kind of hit us hard. Where'd all the time go?
Well, you had a lot thrown at you. I still get mad when I think about your accident.
No, Mom, there's no reason to get mad. We all knew the risks. Plus, got this really cool bolt out of it.
Yeah, but you were going to the Olympics.
Mom,
It was part of the sport.
She puts her hand on his face.
Wednesday, 7 a.m. sharp.
He nods.
Okay.
Okay.
Exterior of Darby's home. She looks at her most likely to succeed picture in an old yearbook.
Hey.
She looks up at Jake.
Hi.
Better day?
It was a day. But Dad and Nan are good, so.
It's good.
She and Jake look at each other.
I think we should talk.
He sits down next to her on the couch.
I don't think this is working for either of us.
I've had the same feeling. Somewhere along the way, we lost our magic.
And 10 years was gone.
You're amazing when I got hurt.
And you were so amazing when Nana got sick.
It's like we spent so much time taking care of everyone else.
We forgot about us.
A tear runs down Darby's face. Jake looks away. She wipes the tear.
I know you've always wanted to try living in a new city, and I don't want to hold you back anymore. And if this ski season isn't any better, I'm going to have to start making some decisions of my own.
You're my best friend.
He puts his hand on hers.
And you're mine.
I don't know how we do this.
We'll always be there for each other, no matter what.
She nods at him.
So what do we do?
They hold hands.
I can sleep at the shop. To figure it out.
What about her family? Do we just ease them into it?
No. My mom will figure it out in like 5 minutes.
Yes, that's probably true.
Darby smiles.
We'll tell him after breakfast tomorrow.
Can I have a hug?
Please.
They hug. A small town from above.
What's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe we're early?
What is this?
Mom said it was important.
Oh.
Hey. Hi.
A news cameraman films Jake and Darby as they walk up to a house.
What?
Why would these guys be here?
Hey, good day.
They walk up to the door and go in.
Surprise!
Their families applaud them.
Surprised? Surprised, yeah. Well, what is all this?
You're on national television.
Oh.
Don't worry, Darby. You look gorgeous.
Is the president here?
Oh, this is all about you. Follow us.
I'm Sarah, producer for Hey Good Day.
The air in 1 minute. Can we,
Do you think you could tell us what's going on here?
No more in about 40 seconds. Think we can pull chairs set to look more at the screen?
Jake and Darby sit in chairs.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, everybody, we're live with New York in 10 seconds.
They hold Hey Good Day microphones.
3, 2.
And we're back live in New York City on this sunny fall morning. I'm Vic Baldwin, and this is my amazing wife and co-host, Molly Hart. And you're watching America's number one morning show, Hey Good Day.
Now, if you're just tuning in, we've surprised Jake Johnson and Darby Sinclair here in Abbotville, North Carolina. Hello, Abbotville.
They smile and wave.
Sounds like a great crowd.
Jake Johnson and Darby Sinclair, you are our final couple in Hey Good Day's Wedding of a Lifetime competition.
They look stunned and turn to each other. They stare ahead open-mouthed.
So I didn't know we entered. Did we enter?
Mm-mm. Actually, it's a first for us. You were nominated by the entire town.
Now, let's take a look at how it all came together.
Well, Darby and Jake grew up about a half mile from each other. They were close right from the start. Our families drew so much joy from your accomplishments.
These last few years weren't easy on them. Darby and Jake, they were my rock when I was going through a few health issues, helping pay my medical bills and putting their own plans on hold.
So we all got together to nominate you for Hey Good Days, Wedding of a Lifetime. We want Jake and Darby to have the wedding of their dreams because they've brought us so much joy.
That is just beautiful. High school sweethearts who stuck together through the tough times.
Just like us, honey.
Oh, well. My high school sweetheart was a star quarterback. Lex was his name. Or was it Flex?
Real nice, dear. We'll be back in a moment to talk with the happy couple.
And clear!
They smile at each other.
Great energy, everybody. All right, we are back live with Molly and Vic in 4.5 minutes. You two okay?
Could you just excuse me a minute?
Sure, okay. Take as long as you need, as long as it's not longer than 4 minutes.
Jake stares at the reporter. Darby goes into a bathroom.
This is great.
It's great, yeah.
It's great. I'm just gonna,
Jake hands her his microphone and springs out of his chair. Darby tries to open a window.
Come on. Hold on.
Darby!
So, how psyched are you?
So psyched.
This is a big deal.
Huge.
The competition gets millions of viewers.
Yeah, millions.
Millions. It's insane.
That's insane.
I know. You're going to be like a celebrity.
I'm going to be a celebrity. Darby. Darp. Oh, they're live. Look. Oh.
Jake goes into the bathroom.
What are we going to do?
Well, at least we don't have to pay for a wedding.
Well, listen, we need to tell everyone right now.
An assistant stands outside.
3 minutes.
I can't crush our family on national television.
What choice do we have?
There's got to be a better way.
Oh, okay. We hit the road, we change our names, and we never look back.
Or we do the show, lose, and then tell everyone we split up after.
What? Are you serious? Why would we ever do that?
I think we deserve a little fun.
Their families look towards the bathroom.
And be a fresh start for both of us.
Yeah, well, could be good for the town and your shop.
And a great way for you to launch your business and grow your followers.
And I'd love to avoid crushing our family on TV.
1 minute.
Darby and Jake look at each other.
I think we deserve a little fun.
She smiles.
Do we do it?
Let's do it.
You're going to be the most epic losers ever.
They high five.
Let's go.
They leave the bathroom.
We're ready.
Darby's dad's house, from above.
And now we'll spin the wheel to see where the competition will be next week.
Spin away!
Darby and Jake sit inside with their families.
Oh, look! Chicago! And you'll compete with our three other couples for the wedding of a lifetime.
You are such naturals for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really? I love a fall wedding. I should do that next time.
We'll see you in Chicago.
Should we watch it one more time?
Yep, definitely.
No, I think three's enough.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it's getting late. You know, we should really get to bed.
6:30.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's been a pretty busy day.
Yeah.
Well, you should rest up anyway. We're starting competition prep tomorrow.
I'm sorry, what?
Peggy Appleton and I have watched every year of the competition, so we're going to train you for a few days.
No.
Yeah, no,
that's not necessary.
Oh, we're not taking any chances. The school's giving Darby the rest of the week off.
I got the shop, though.
Yeah.
Got to look at the shop.
I already got 20 people to cover the store for you.
Really? I don't think I can let you do that, because it's like, it's super important for me to be there.
You're not taking no for an answer.
You'll be great at this, you know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more time.
They look at each other.
Guys, no dawdling. There's no time to lose.
No dawdling.
This makes perfect.
Okay.
Oh, Peggy.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Wow.
Oh, are we early?
Oh, no, honey. I was just warming up to lead your workout. Would y'all like a drink first?
Oh, that would be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Figgy.
Coming right up.
Come on.
Mom, can you tell me again why it is that we're doing this?
Okay, she's a little eccentric, but she has every episode of the challenge recorded. And there is a lot of physical challenges.
Here we go. My charcoal kale smoothie.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Made something special.
Special.
Get that in you. Mm.
Jake takes a sip of a smoothie and spits it out.
Oh dear.
Tasty.
So good.
So
delicious.
Good.
Great.
Yes.
So, where do we get started?
Well, after we finish our workout, we can watch season 2.
And then we're going to skip to season 4.
Right you are, because that's the best one.
How long is this going to take?
I made a highlight reel for each season. The first one is about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Sorry, my phone's ringing. Can't hear it.
3 hours.
It's silent, but... Yeah. Hey, Carla.
Oh, you're kidding.
What?
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to be right there.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I gotta go. It's a science emergency. And yeah. So, anyway.
Okay, then I gotta go too.
No,
we'll do this tomorrow.
No. You stay. I'm gonna be right back and I'll catch up.
Jake glares at Darby.
She is right. We can't waste a minute.
Exactly.
Beer drinks?
Yes.
Exterior of Darby's house. She sits and reads a book.
Ha ha. Well played.
Jake walks in.
I thought so.
I'm getting my skis, and I'm going up the mountain.
But, wait, there's no snow.
Exactly. Ladies, she's all yours.
Have fun, honey.
Yeah, have fun.
Hi, dear.
Honey.
Hi. What are you guys doing here?
Well, Jake thought it'd be a good idea to catch up on what you missed today.
Oh, so nice. Really nice. But I'm good, and I'm sure you're exhausted.
I'm just getting my second win.
Great, but you know, we also don't have a DVD player, so yeah.
No problem. I got them all digitally converted.
She thinks of everything.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Shall we get started?
Darby smiles and nods. The sun sets beyond mountains. Darby lies asleep in her bed. She wakes up. A film crew stands on her porch. Jake picks up his phone while in a tent.
Hello?
Jake, the crew's here. What do I do?
Stall him.
Hang on. Just a second.
He runs out of the tent and through a shop. He slams his face against a locked door. He unlocks the door and opens it.
Hey, good day here.
Darby gets out of bed. Jake runs down a street. He runs past people on a sidewalk.
Hey, congrats on the baby! I heard she's a dog!
He kicks a basket of fruit.
Send me a bill! You know where I live!
Darby gets dressed in her bedroom. The camera crew stands on her porch. Jake pushes himself up on her fence. He climbs over.
Okay, we got this.
I don't think anyone's here, Sarah.
He climbs through Darby's bedroom window. He falls and pulls down the curtain.
I'm fine! Coming!
Okay, wait.
Good.
They run out to meet the crew. Jake opens the front door.
Morning!
Morning!
I'm just waking up.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Hey, Kelly, get a couple establishing shots of the lovely home here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hi. Great, welcome. Come on in. Yeah.
The crew moves in.
Oh. I thought we were meeting you at the airport.
Oh, we thought we'd surprise you. Yeah, so the audience sees you as you really are.
That's really fun.
So fun. Yeah, you'll forget we're here before long.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, the bedroom.
Let's start there.
What are we doing?
Jake stands with his arm around Darby. A plane lands at an airport. The Chicago skyline. A train moves over a bridge.
Well, it's one big lucky world. Now I am with my girl. Every day is a dance, a happy world.
Darby, Jake, welcome to Chicago.
Hi.
Hey. All right, you love birds. Let's go.
Look at this. This is cool.
Welcome to your hotel. Do you have a strategy for winning this competition?
No, just be ourselves, I guess.
All right, sounds like a good plan. Right this way.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Are you worried at all?
No.
No. Yeah.
I'm not worried. Are you worried?
I'm not worried.
Yeah, we just, like, be ourselves,
like,
you know?
Have fun.
Have fun. Sounds good. This could be the start of a whole new life.
Mm-hmm. Wave
to the cameras.
A camera films Jake and Darby checking into their hotel. The opening graphic for Hey Good Day.
Welcome to Hey Good Day. And Molly, I must say, you're looking rather chipper this morning.
Oh, well, I'm just so happy to be in this world-class city of Chicago. And you know, I think this is my favorite time of year. Meeting the couples about to begin their journey of marriage. First up is Kelsey Simpson and Sam Turner from Boise, Idaho. Hello.
Welcome to the show. Now, I understand you met Sam when he rescued you from a burning building?
That's right. And it was love at first sight.
So I guess you could say it was a combustible relationship.
Ooh. Actually, we don't make jokes about fire safety.
Oh.
Okay, then. Well, welcome to the show.
Our next couple is Jake Johnson and Darby Sinclair from Abbeville, North Carolina. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Jake, you used to be a junior Olympian skier.
Yes, I did. Now I own my own ski shop.
Oh, a lot of tall mountains to climb?
Oh, no, just lots of perfect runs down the slopes of life.
Oh, I wish we could all say that. Have a seat. Thank you so much for being here.
Next up is Thomas Best and Grace Hamill from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh,
hey, welcome.
Welcome. Oh.
Tom's in furniture sales, and she's a nanny. Thomas, maybe we should talk after the show. I'm looking for a new bed. Mine seems a little cramped these days.
Okay, I'm sure I can help you with that.
Oh, no. He's just joking. You'll have plenty of room on the couch tonight. Anyway, let's meet our final couple, Marcy Lopez and Larry Chang from right here in Chicago. Hello.
So I'm curious, do you think you'll have a hometown advantage?
Well, definitely hope that everyone in this great city will support us.
Oh.
Welcome to the show. We'll get to know all of you during today's show, and then you'll compete in your first challenge. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The contestants wave. Jake and Darby sit at a table.
This must be such a big change for you guys.
How so?
Well, you're from such a small town. I think our building has more people.
Yeah, it's actually great.
We like it.
Yeah, we're good.
It's a great place to be from.
There's something to be said for living in the city. It toughens you up.
A contestant takes a bite of an apple.
I think we'll be fine. Oh, you'll do great. They need that demographic.
Darby looks at Jake skeptically.
I'm just gonna take a minute here.
She leaves the table.
What did I say?
Jake leaves the table.
Look, she's just trying to psych us out.
Well, it's working.
Well, don't forget the reason why we're here. We're supposed to be enjoying the moment.
Well, I just don't know if we thought this through. Like, neither one of us like losing.
Okay, we're gonna have to disqualify the two of you?
What? No? Why?
Just kidding. Oh. Got a show to make. Let's go. Follow me, folks.
Anyone get to eat?
I'll just start eating now. Just get it in.
They go back downstairs. The opening graphic for Hey Good Day.
Jake, tell us about the accident.
Molly, it was the worst day of my life. 12 years of intense training and blood, sweat, and tears. And in an instant, it was all over. I woke up in the hospital, and Darby was by my side. There were months of rehab for my ankle, my knee, and she was with me every step of the way. In fact,
I literally couldn't walk without her.
Jake and Darby look at each other.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Just like he's been there for my family.
They smile into the camera.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. America got a chance to know all of you. Now it's time to find out which couple we'll be saying goodbye to.
Our first challenge today is the egg dash. Now, one of you will be blindfolded, carrying a spoon with an egg on it. Your partner will be on the sidelines, coaching you through the course.
And just like in marriage, you're bound to break some eggs. But if you drop yours and it doesn't break, you can pick it up and keep going.
In a marriage, you need to be able to depend and trust on one another.
And for some final fun, you need to weave in and out of these lovely traffic cones, sticking to the green line.
But good news, two of the eggs have been hard-boiled, so you might get lucky and have a serious advantage. Now, everybody, go ahead, choose your eggs.
All right, Darb, come on, pick a good one.
It's a good one.
You got this, baby.
Once you have your eggs, step back up on the platform.
Are you?
Yes, baby, thank
you. Got it, ready.
All right, Jake, deep breaths.
On your mark.
Center yourself.
It's set. Go!
Go!
Okay, and Red Team is first out of the gate. Look at them.
Goodness, can you feel the excitement? This is fantastic.
And Yellow Team seems to be lagging behind a little bit, but let's keep an eye on them.
Yeah, I know. This is the real deal. This takes skill. There's no room for amateurs out there.
Guys, in your way.
Oh, and the Green Team has dropped their egg. They are disqualified.
That's too bad. They're out of it.
Turn left! Turn left! Turn left!
Did it break?
Jake reaches for the egg on the ground.
Oh, the blue team has dropped their egg, but it's a hard-boiled egg, so they picked it up.
They're still very much in this game, Molly.
Oh, the red team seems to be in last place. Yellow team is lost, looking for some help from the sideline.
And that's a costly mistake. This could force them to lose.
Here's some drama. There's some drama happening.
That's fantastic.
Okay, walk.
Oh, and the red team has lost their egg. Blue team wins!
Yes!
Oh, we did it!
Yes!
We did it! We have a winner. Congratulations, Team Blue.
Darby and Jake hug. Graphic for the egg dash game.
So, Darby, you seem to know which egg was hard-boiled.
Well, it's just science. So if you spin them, a hard-boiled egg spins much faster than a raw one.
Huh. Well, it must be good to have a teacher on your side, right, Jake?
It sure is, Molly.
Now, that knowledge puts you in the lead with 25 points.
Yes.
Up next.
It's time to play Pop the Question. We'll ask 15 questions, and let's see who answers the most correctly.
Let's get the headphones on the men, and then we'll take a check on today's weather.
Well, it was great to meet you. Have a safe trip home.
Jake puts on headphones.
Okay, her favorite country?
France.
Favorite cafe?
The Bean.
What is Darby's favorite movie?
Alien.
Good morning coffee.
Purple. Christmas.
Taylor Swift. Adele. Greece.
Correct.
Star Wars.
Incorrect. Have you met Grace before this week?
I.
First boyfriend.
Me.
Correct. Favorite time of day.
Sunset.
Correct. Favorite thing about you.
My smile.
Correct. Favorite gift.
Silver bangle bracelet.
Correct. And where does she hide the... Oh! You are the only couple to receive a perfect score!
Yes!
Congratulations! Yeah.
Well, that concludes our game. And now it's time to say goodbye to one of our couples. But we like you all too much.
Everyone is safe today.
That's right. You all earned a special reward for all your hard work today. It's a night out to enjoy Chicago's famous deep dish pizza, courtesy of Hey Good Day.
The contestants clap.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Flags wave on a bridge in Chicago.
Here they come. Hi, guys. Hey. How does it feel to finally have a chance at your dream wedding after 10 years?
So good. So good.
Bye.
Jake and Darby go into their hotel room.
Okay, what made you do it? Was it Larry?
Who cares about Larry?
It felt great just to win again.
You were so good.
Why didn't you make up your answers?
I don't know. I guess I wanted to see what you knew.
I know you.
They sit on a couch and gaze at each other.
So do we do now?
Maybe we stay in for a round or two. No, Seth, I'm giving up on the fun just yet.
Darby smiles.
Great. I can do that.
Okay.
Jake smiles at her.
I'm actually pretty exhausted. 5 a.m. is just wrong. I know you have the bed tonight. Do you mind if I crash for a bit?
No. Yeah, absolutely. It's all yours.
Okay, thank you.
The couch is comfy, so it's gonna be fine.
He stretches out on the couch.
For me, it's actually not bad once you get...
He falls off. Darby sits on the bed. She takes her phone out.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, it's me.
Oh, hang on a second. Bad reception.
Hey, you there?
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Hey, congrats. Y'all killed it out there.
Oh, thanks.
And you already have 30,000 followers on ViewItPix.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oops, gotta go.
I love you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Darby smiles. The opening graphic for Hey Good Day.
Well, I hope our couples all enjoyed the best pizza in the city and the beautiful Millennium Park.
The contestants clap.
We're taking it outside for this gorgeous fall day.
They'll have some work to do because today, one couple will go home.
Now, behind this curtain is a challenge for the mind and body. They'll need to be smart, strong, and they'll need to work together.
Just like a great marriage, right, Molly?
So I've heard. Now, we all remember the fun we had at Field Day every spring. Well, this is our twist on that. Welcome to the Autumnal Rumble.
They'll face off in some fun and exciting challenges. And they have to do it all as a team. Let's go!
The contestants break through an Autumnal Rumble banner. Graphic for Life Balance Game.
This next game is all about keeping your balance as life throws obstacles your way. You'll start at opposite ends of the balance beam and walk towards each other.
Once you meet in the middle, you must switch sides and get to the opposite end. If you step off the beam, you lose. Fastest time wins.
And as they navigate the 4-inch wide beam, the other teams will be doing our version of a bouquet toss and trying to knock them off as they cross. Yeah!
Welcome to Life Balance.
Let's go. Good job.
Jake and Darby stand by each other.
4, 3, 2.
Now we can see the yellow team is really taking their time here.
Yeah, everything takes balance and poise, but you just can't go too slow.
Now, they've reached for each other. They've made contact. Just going to try to cross each other now.
Coming at them left, right, and center. That is really tough to put up with.
Oh, he's made it across. Team Yellow seems to have made it. But boy, oh boy, are they taking their time.
Jake tosses a bouquet of flowers.
Any time now, Team Yellow. And they made it. Well, congratulations to them.
Slow and steady may win this race.
Okay, next we have Team Green, Vic. Let's see how they do.
Yeah, you got to stay calm. You got to stay focused.
Oh, my gosh, they're fast, aren't they?
Look at that.
Look at them. Now we just have to get around each other. Oh, and they're down.
The green team couple hug.
But they're laughing.
Yeah, I think they just got distracted, Molly.
That's romance here, folks.
Okay. We treat it just like we're skiing. Feet shoulder width apart.
Okay.
Bend your knees for balance. Lean forward. And then we just slide across the beam.
Got it.
Darby smiles at Jake and moves towards the game. They take their positions on either side of a pink beam. Darby watches Jake as he moves slowly across the beam.
Hey, come on. Now here we have Team Blue. Now would you look at the technique they're doing, Vic?
There's a lot of poise and grace there. It's almost as if they've practiced. Look at that.
We got it. We got it.
What do we do now?
Now here's the important part.
Jump.
Oh, right into his arm.
Well, that's a romantic.
Right into his arm.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. It's almost like a dance, like a pas de deux. Do you know what a pas de deux is, Vic?
Yes, I do, Molly.
It's from the Nutcracker. It's a ballet, if you will.
I heard you.
They're like real dancers, dancing right in front of our eyes.
It is beautiful.
And they made it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes!
The yellow team applauds them.
So happy for them. Woo!
Jake hops off the beam.
Ow!
Ow!
What just happened?
I'm fine.
This challenge will test how well you handle it when it feels like the ground is disappearing underneath your feet.
Because it will be. Stick around for the drop.
Jake winces.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Molly, can I speak to you privately for a moment?
Huh?
We're going to have to sit out the next round of competitions. Jake has an old injury that he just tweaked.
Oh, no.
This probably disqualifies us, right?
And we're rolling in 5, 4, 3, 2.
What was that about?
As we near the end of the autumnal rumble, we have to unfortunately say goodbye to Thomas and Grace.
You're such a lovely couple. Thank you so much for competing with us.
Thank you, guys.
And Vic, we have an update. Now, Vic, Jake and Darby will not be participating in the next leg of the competition. Because as it turns out, Jake has an old injury that's been acting up. Now, as you know, here at Hey Good Day, we take health and safety very seriously.
Absolutely.
But I have a surprise. Jake, Darby, you've just been voted fan favorites. Can you believe it? Which means you get to stay and play another day. You're safe.
Jake and Darby smile.
Jake, Darby.
We'll see you all tomorrow, all right?
Text us if you want to go out later. A crew needs to be with you if you want to go out tonight. We'll be stationed in the lobby.
Sounds good.
Jake and Darby go into their hotel room.
You should have trusted me. There's nothing wrong with
my
ankle. It
was swollen.
You did it again. Just like when I got hurt and you wanted me to quit racing.
I was worried about you. I saw how much pain you were in.
Admit it. You wanted me to quit racing.
Jake, I would never ask you to give up your dreams.
Oh, I get it. Like when I asked you to stay in Abbotsville.
I made my own choice to stay. This is getting confusing for both of us. Maybe we should just bow out.
Jake picks up his phone.
Hey, Chip. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Thought you wanted to know the shop is packed today. Everybody coming in, they saw you on the show and they're loving you.
That's great.
Yeah, and we started a list. People want to take lessons at your ski school.
I don't have a ski school.
Yeah, but I think you should probably start one.
Oh. Who's watching the shop?
Yeah, you know what? I should get back inside.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Looks like you're having the time of your life.
He frowns and hangs up. Darby looks at him with anticipation.
Everything okay?
The biggest chef in the country just followed me.
What?
She messaged me to say she's impressed with Scientific Southern cooking.
That's amazing.
She wants to meet me in New York when all this is over.
We should go out and celebrate. Tonight. Just us.
Should we alert the crew?
We're not telling the crew.
No. Come on, let's go. Okay, get down. Keep them flat. A pancake, flat, going down.
Darby and Jake lay on an escalator and go down.
Let's go. Keep it out looking. Let's go. Quick.
Darby runs in a hat and sunglasses.
Come on!
Jake follows her.
No!
He runs into a pole.
What do you do? Go around! Around! Come on!
He moves to the front desk.
Come on, let's go!
He grabs a flower vase and holds it over his face as he moves. They run out the front door.
Like, you want to go small,
slow.
No, not slow. The slower we go, the worse. The slower we go, the worse.
Whoa, slow down, stop.
Why am I driving this bike?
They stop on a tandem bike.
Do you remember that bike you fixed up for me when we were kids?
Oh, yeah. I even cut the middle bar off because you hated it so much.
You even tried to paint it.
I did. And then the first time it rained, it just washed everything off. I was so mad.
Darby smiles at Jake. Oh,
so pretty.
So New York, huh? It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah, but who knows if it'll even happen, right?
You'll make it happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to consider. There's my students and Nana and our families.
Man, you've worked hard for this. You deserve it.
And what about you? You've always wanted to expand the business.
There's just a lot to consider. Like, what do I charge? Insurance. I do think I'd make a pretty good instructor, though.
You would make a great instructor.
Darby smiles.
Hungry?
Always.
You want to go get some dinner?
I have a better idea. Thank you. Okay, we're good.
Now we just need to fill the other one up.
Now, it is time for your next challenge. You may remove the blindfolds.
Jake takes off a blindfold.
We're having pie for dinner.
Fresh pie for dinner.
Yes, I've always wanted pie for dinner.
You may have mentioned that a few hundred times.
God.
And honestly, this is the best pie in the city. Yes.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the apple?
I love apple.
Apple and then pumpkin. Try the pumpkin.
He takes a bite.
I don't know. I actually think your pumpkin's better.
You better say that.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Yeah?
Yours is better.
They smile as they eat.
Hey. I'm sorry about earlier.
Nothing to be sorry for.
I know you just want what's best for me.
Yeah, I know you want the same for me. So we keep going?
Yeah. One more day? Maybe we can help Sam and Kelsey win.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
She puts icing on his nose.
That's a good look.
Wipe it off. Get it?
She wipes it off with her finger and eats it. Chicago buildings. Opening graphic for Hey Good Day.
Good morning, everyone.
How's everyone feeling after the autumnal rumble? It's quite the workout. Well, today we'll decide our two finalists.
Our first competition showed how well you know each other. Mm-hmm. Then we tested how you work as a team.
But every couple needs to fight through the tough times. Each couple will be given a jousting lance. The couple that's knocked off their individual platform will be eliminated. The final two couples will square off for a fabulous prize.
And for some added fun, the ring will be filled with bubbly, frothy foam.
Welcome to our version of the frosting fight.
Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, I got Marcy, you get Larry.
Let's take him down.
Graphic for the frosting fight.
Now, Vic, this is the game I've been waiting for.
Contestants joust.
They're smiling now, but just give them 5 minutes. Very focused, Vic. Oh, Yellow takes a big knock to the head. Too bad for Team Yellow. They still have one player, though. Oh, Team Blue is taking no prisoners.
That's right. He has come to play. Oh,
and Team Red.
It is very hard.
Now, Team Blue is celebrating. It might be too early. Team Yellow is still very strong with that. Oh, I spoke too soon.
Just lost Team Yellow.
Now, Team Red still has a member. Team Blue has two. Taking a huge tumble.
It is so slippery out there.
Team Red seems very sure of himself. Let's see how he fares against Team Blue.
Darby jousts with Larry.
And Team Red goes down!
Jake celebrates as the guy falls. Marcy pouts.
Oh, and we have a winner! Yes!
Jake moves towards Darby. They hug. They slap. They high five.
So, what happened out there?
We tried our best, but it was just so slippery.
Oh, well, that's a tough one. Thank you so much for being here. We loved meeting you both.
Yeah.
Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The yellow team leaves.
Jake, Darby, for winning this competition, you'll receive $10,000.
What?
To help get you started on your newly wedded life.
Yes!
So now, we have our finalists. It's our high school sweethearts versus Chicago's hometown hopes for the wedding of a lifetime. We have invited both couples' families down here to the set to spend some time with them before the finals.
Blue and red team families come out.
Beautiful sight to see. Join us tomorrow on Hey Good Day, where one of these amazing couples will win the wedding of a lifetime.
Everyone waves.
And rep.
A train moves over a bridge in Chicago.
I'm gonna have a chocolate.
I've never had a pie brunch.
It's kind of our thing now.
We are so proud of you both, and everyone back home is watching every moment. Plus, you won $10,000.
That was so amazing. Yeah. But honestly, we're happy whatever happens next.
Oh, you're definitely going to win. Tell them, honey.
Couples from the South have won 5 out of the last 7 seasons.
But the winner is just the team who wins the final competition.
No, it goes to viewer vote after the last challenge.
A viewer vote?
Did you read any of the training manual?
Yes.
Well, if you did, you'd know that the last challenge is a real doozer.
Don't worry, Darby. They're definitely going to pick you.
Darby nods.
So we could really win this thing.
Definitely. Don't get too confident. A lot can happen.
Maybe we could find just a bit of time, just us, after the sightseeing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Jake stares off.
No, I was just having some fun with you. I looked at your Buitics.
You did?
Carla, help me look at it.
Okay.
Before we left.
That makes more sense.
200,000 followees?
Followers?
Oh, I wish your mother was here. She is looking down right now, and she is so proud.
I hope so.
I know so.
Yeah. Jake's been pretty amazing.
Hold on to each other, and everything will work out fine.
Darby smiles at her grandma.
Thanks, Nana.
They hug. The Chicago skyline at night. Darby walks up to the door of their hotel room and sees a note on it. It reads, "Take elevator 5 to the roof." She goes out to the roof.
Hey! What's all this?
Thought we should celebrate.
Jake hands her a glass.
To us.
To us.
They toast. They each take a drink.
Well, this has been a crazy experience, huh? It's been wild.
It has.
What are we gonna do about tomorrow?
I think we just figure that out tomorrow.
They nod at each other.
These last few days have been amazing.
They really have. And I think it's exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
And look at all the great things that are happening.
I know, it's incredible. But I mean, all of this isn't... It's not real.
He stares at her and shakes his head.
Everything I felt this week was real. Everything.
Everything I felt was real too.
He smiles and nods.
I miss you.
They move their faces towards each other.
Oh, Jim! I told you that we were going to be interrupting.
Sorry, son. I thought the note meant to be here.
You didn't take the note off the door?
I didn't take the note.
I promised them I'd take them to a steak dinner. My mom looked this place up online.
No, your mom and I will go. We don't interrupt.
Just go.
Do you want to come?
No, it's fine. And I could really use some extra rest.
Okay. He kisses her on the cheek.
Okay. Coco, have fun.
He walks towards his parents.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
She stands on the roof and looks around. She looks out at the moon.
All right, everyone, listen up. We are at the finish line.
What time do we go on?
You're on at the top of the hour for the final competition, and then we start the voting.
And when do they announce the winner?
At the end of the show. So take a moment, get ready, and we'll head to set.
Just be yourselves out there, and it'll all come together.
They seem to kiss a lot on these shows. Maybe a kiss or two.
Jake and Darby's families laugh.
We'll try, Nana.
Jake, seriously, cry if you can.
Whatever happens, we're happy. You know, it's been an amazing experience.
Make sure you say that. The audience will love it.
It has.
Perfect.
Marcy watches them intensely from behind.
Come on. Okay, Mom. Oh, wow. Boniva's not going to slow her down.
I just want to say you're all winners in our books.
That's right. And did you know that our ratings are up 16% over mm-hmm. last year?
Wow.
30 seconds to air, everybody.
The contestants stand on the set.
Okay. Hey, I got you. No matter what.
Darby smiles and nods at Jake.
Jake, Darby.
I got you.
5 seconds, clear the set. Live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
They stand arm in arm.
And we're back. We brought in some of our biggest fans for today's show.
The families of Jake and Darby and Marcy and Larry are joining us today. Welcome.
We'd also like to thank you, Chicago, for treating us so well this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has been an intense few days for our couples. But we have two amazing finalists.
Are you ready for the final competition?
Mm-hmm.
America, get ready to vote. We'll announce our winner at the end of today's show.
We wish both couples could win the wedding of a lifetime.
We just can't do that because we don't have enough sponsors.
Now, is there anything anyone would like to say before we get started?
Whatever happens, this has been the chance of a lifetime. So we're blessed.
Oh, well, that is so sweet.
Yes. For Declare Yourself, one person from each couple will tell the world why he or she would get engaged all over again.
But fate will decide who speaks.
Jake and Darby, you're up first. Tails, Darby goes. Heads, Jake.
And it's Jake.
Jake looks afraid. Graphic for Declare Yourself.
Darby, this competition has made me realize that nobody has a relationship like ours. Nobody. I have had the honor of knowing you most of my life. And I love the life that we've built.
into life that is filled with love and with our friends and with our family.
Darby nods.
And I don't want to do that life without you. I know that I have asked you to put some of your dreams on hold. But I promise right here and right now that I will do everything I can to make sure that your dreams come true.
She looks at him in amazement.
And whatever happens, I'm standing here today, promising to always be by her side, and I hope she'll always be by mine.
Darby faints. He looks down in shock.
Honey, are you okay?
What just happened?
You passed out for a few seconds.
Well, it was more like 30 seconds.
Don't worry, no one noticed.
How would no one notice?
Marcy botched your speech.
Mm. Thank you. I filmed all of it. Do you want to see it?
No, I'll trust you.
Darby lays on a couch.
Listen. There's something we need to talk to you about.
Do you two want some time alone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Their families move away. Jake holds their hand as they sit across from each other. He touches her nose.
What did you just do?
You said speak from the heart.
Yeah, but there's so many things. I got, like, my hair, and it's highlighting, like, what's going on, right? My skin, I would need an enzyme peel in New York. There's like, the chicken and the cooking and the... This is just all happening so fast.
15 years is fast.
She looks up at him.
Look. We've both been through so much hurt the last few years, but we can still make our dreams come true.
She smiles at him.
Do you want to try?
Of course.
We need to film a couple of things with the whole family while we wait for the vote.
Sarah comes up to them.
You ready?
They smile at each other. Darby and Jake and Marcy and Larry stand on the set.
So is everyone ready to hear who won?
We're ready, Molly.
It was a huge vote. We had 2 million voters in just 2 hours.
The envelope, please.
Oh, boy.
The hosts take out an envelope.
And the winners are...
The contestants wait in anticipation.
Jake Johnson and Darby Sinclair!
Jake and Darby hug.
Oh my gosh! Hello! Hello! Great job!
They hug their families.
What? Because America fell in love with everyone from Abbottville, we have one final surprise.
That's right. We are bringing... your wedding of a lifetime to your hometown.
Their families look shocked.
You'll get married in 5 days, surrounded by all your family and friends.
And 4 million people will watch every moment.
Oh, 4 million?
Yeah. 4 million. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you in Abbottville.
Everyone waves to the camera. A tree-lined mountain range, from above. A small town, from above.
Now, does it feel real yet?
It does now.
Good. Now, we've got only 3 days to get a lot of business done, so let's have fun while we do it, okay?
Okay.
This is so exciting.
Now, we've got a lot to do in a short amount of time, so we got you a wedding coordinator.
Oh.
He's the stylist of the stars, Sebastian Starr!
Sebastian runs into the shop.
Can I call you Darb?
Of course.
It is so exciting to meet you. I've been on the edge of my seat the entire competition.
Oh, can I just tell you how much I love you on your show?
Oh, thank you. And I've voted for you like 50 times. So, are you ready to see your first two dresses?
I am.
Oh, wow.
Did you just say, oh my goodness?
I did.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Oh. Let's get started.
Darby and Jake try on clothes. She twirls in a dress. She smiles. She twirls again.
I feel the heat, gonna take you to the beat. Yeah. Wanna come and get it. Now what you got, cause I'm gonna come in hot. Yeah. Yeah, I'm runway ready.
Darby and Jake try cake. He takes a bite. Darby grimaces. They touch forks. A small town from above.
Oh, ooh. It's a lot of pumpkins.
Welcome, everybody.
These are for you.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right.
Hi. Beautiful. Oh,
thanks.
Okay,
send
you
here.
Right over.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Perfect. And we are ready. 3, 2.
We're live from Abbotville, North Carolina, and it is the day before the wedding of a lifetime. Sebastian, come on out.
Sebastian comes out.
So, did the audience make some good choices?
They made some great choices, and we averaged 3 million votes a day.
Wow.
Well, let's see them.
Here it comes. Thank you. So, our audience chose this spectacular traditional tux for Jake.
It's beautiful. You're going to look so handsome.
Maybe I should get one, too.
It's a tuxedo, honey. It's not magic.
Sarah smiles off camera.
I still believe in magic.
Jake, what do you think of the tux?
I was actually hoping for the powder blue one, but this one will be great.
Oh, and look, here are the centerpieces and floral arrangements. It's going to look so beautiful. We're going to give you viewers the event of a season.
Then let's look at the final piece of the puzzle. The wedding dress.
Oh, no. I have to save something for tomorrow. America and Jake will see the dress at the same time.
Oh, well, it's true. It's bad luck for the groom to see the wedding dress before the big day. Trust me, I know.
The hosts smile.
Tune in for the wedding of a lifetime. Right now, we'll send it back to New York for the updates and the news. Don't go away.
And we're clear. The show, folks.
And we're done.
We'll see you both tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good sleep tonight.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Bye. Oh, careful.
Darby and Jake turn to go.
Oh, this is all so exciting.
Isn't it?
Okay, so Darby, you'll be staying at your home tonight, and Jake, you'll be staying at your parents'. We just want to build anticipation for the first time you see each other tomorrow.
And what time's our call time tomorrow?
Oh, it's a late call, only 6 a.m.
Oh, good. Only 6.
They walk on a sidewalk with Sarah.
Sarah, thank you so much for everything.
You've been amazing. Well, you know, don't tell anyone, but you two are my favorite couple ever.
Do you have to say that?
Yeah.
Cut the cameras. Cameras are rolling, so you can trust me.
Oh.
And Jake, don't try to sneak back over here. I have a sixth sense for any funny business.
Oh, I promise. I will say my goodbyes, and then I will go to my parents' house.
I'll see you both tomorrow.
Sarah walks away.
This is the first time we've been alone in, like, 4 days.
Yeah, no, I know. It's weren't kidding about the schedule.
I thought you two might want a little treat. It's hot apple cider.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. Thank you, Whitney.
Oh, it's the least I can do. Y'all saved my business. Heck, y'all saved this town. People are coming from all over to find out where Darby and Jake are from. Jim said hotels are booked solid until Christmas.
That's great.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
But it's actually the town that saved us.
I should go. Oh, I will see you two tomorrow. I was able to get a ticket to the wedding. Dum, dum, da dum. Dum, dum, da dum. Woo!
Tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a fun surprise.
Jake turns and looks at Darby.
Hey, tomorrow is about us.
And our ticketed guests.
It's a fresh start.
I hope so.
He smiles and they move their faces close together.
Goodbye. Okay.
He smiles sheepishly.
You should go.
I'm gonna go. Yeah.
Okay.
They walk away from each other.
It's a crisp fall morning and the big day is finally here. Jake and Darby are getting married.
And Jake will be joining us in just a couple of minutes, and you're all about to see the wedding of a lifetime. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Okay. Oh. She's almost ready, but brace yourselves, though, okay?
What?
Carla sits on a couch.
All right, Darby. Showtime.
Well, don't keep us in suspense, Darb. Does it fit?
Darby comes out in a wedding dress.
Oh, it fits. Yeah,
Her friends and family looked shocked.
Is this the dress?
Sebastian nods.
I don't think this is the dress.
There was a last-minute change with the sponsor, and we have to showcase this dress. But it is from a world-famous designer, and the braids, they are just small-town chic. You look great.
Yeah. Okay, well... Yeah, it's great, right? So you like it?
You make anything gorgeous.
Right. Well, I guess we gotta do it, right? It's what we got.
Oh, Darby, you are beautiful.
Yeah, stunning.
Darby smiles hesitantly.
Breathtaking.
I mean, it's very runway, right?
Yes.
Totally.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, we are almost ready, so do you have all your good luck charms?
Good luck charms?
You know, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Got it!
Her grandma stands and looks through her purse.
We forgot everything at my house!
Or did we leave it at my house?
You know what, it's okay, it's fine.
Oh, no, we are not tempting fate. Ladies, let's go.
Okay, but wait, let you keep them. I'm sure that they're...
Let's take my car. I remember where we left it.
Darby looks at her dress in a mirror. A van with Jake and his family pulls up. They get out.
There they are.
There's our groom.
Hi.
Hello. Good
morning.
Jake, you look a little nervous.
Can I ask who they are?
Production thought the shot could use some more bridesmaids and groomsmen, so we just cast some extras.
They don't have any lines, don't worry.
Good to know.
Jake buttons his tux. Darby's friend touches her on the arm.
None of this matters.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I remember about my wedding day? Looking into Frank's eyes and everything melting away. Mm.
That would be pretty great right about now.
They both smile.
When you walk down that aisle, you look for Jake. You won't see anything else.
Oh, okay. So we found them, but we only have like 2 minutes, ladies, so let's make this quick.
I took care of something old and something borrowed. They were your mother's earrings. She wore them on her wedding day. She wanted you to have them today.
Darby and her grandma hug.
Thank you, ma'am.
Darby, I have something blue. This was really precious to me.
Jake's mom hands her an item.
Thank you, Kathy.
They hug.
And I got you something new. It's a star hairpin. Because you're a star. It was just a matter of time. Do you mind if I put in your hair?
She and Carla hug.
Thank you all so much for being here right now. I could not imagine this day without you.
Live in 3, 2.
So, Jake, are you ready now to see your wedding of a lifetime?
Yes.
And we think you're going to love it. Come on in!
Jake moves into the building. He turns at the second set of doors and looks back. He goes through them. He looks taken aback. He looks frightened.
Oh, let's get you married.
Woo!
One more small thing. The show wanted you to have a larger bridal party, so you might see a couple extra people up there.
Oh. Well, who are they?
Just some people we cast for the show.
Darby stares at Sebastian.
Excuse me a second. Darby!
What is going on?
Darby!
Where is she going?
Darby moves out a back door.
Do we have a runner?
I think we do, yeah.
Oh, no.
Jake looks frightened as he looks around. He goes out the front door. He goes down the steps and looks around. He sees Darby. She tosses her flowers away and they run towards each other. They embrace and kiss. They kiss again. Opening graphic of Hey Good Day.
What do you mean you can't have the wedding here?
Okay, so that morning when you surprised us with this beautiful opportunity, we were actually coming to tell you that we had broken up.
We still loved each other, but so much has happened over the last few years, and we got lost.
Oh, honey, why didn't you tell us?
Well, we didn't want to break your hearts on national television. And, you know, I'm not sure that we were completely positive it was over. I mean, we've always been Jake and Darby.
We didn't want to disappoint you.
You could never disappoint us.
We know that now.
Listen, but...
Let them talk.
We thought we were going to play a few rounds and then go our separate ways after we lost, but... We found each other again.
Well, so why did you stop the wedding on live television?
Well, we had to be honest with everyone.
Well, you told us. So why don't we get back in there and get this show on the road?
It's not the wedding you wanted.
It's so beautiful. It's just not us.
Yeah.
Darby and Jake smile at each other.
Well, this has been a rather eventful morning. Stay with us, because we'll be right back after this brief commercial message. I still can't believe that you did this.
We're so sorry. You gave us the most exciting ending ever. It'll be reshared forever. You two take care of each other.
They smile at each other again. They cross a street with their families following.
Totally changed all my fall ball decor.
I know.
They didn't care.
I know. I'm just sorry we made you feel like you couldn't tell us what you were going through.
You just put too much pressure on you.
Why did you come to us?
All you did was love us.
But we do still need to get married.
Yes, we do.
What are you thinking?
We have something in mind.
Clouds on top of a mountain, from above. Darby and Jake walk arm in arm on the mountain, in wedding attire. Sarah sees them and smiles. They walk past guests. They stand by a pastor.
We're gathered here today for the wedding of Jake and Darby. A happy couple would like to begin by exchanging their vows. Jake.
Darby, I love you.
You are the most kind and beautiful woman I have ever seen in my entire life. I knew that very first night that I wanted to marry you. It just took me a lot longer than I expected.
Darby smiles at him.
You stood by me when I couldn't stand on my own.
She looks at him lovingly.
And you supported me like nobody else in this world. But now, it's time for you to follow your dreams. We have two tickets to New York City, leaving in 3 days. You are going to take the Big Apple by storm, and I cannot wait to be there cheering you on every step of the way.
What? They smile at each other.
I don't know what to say.
Darby?
Oh, right.
They join hands.
I have loved you since the day that I met you. You're generous. You're strong. You're so funny. I am just so happy we're standing here today. It has always and only ever been you. You are my heart. And I have a present for you, too. Mm-hmm. Yes, I found a firm to help build and launch your ski school, which means you get to share your love of sport with so many people, and I'm going to be right there on this adventure with you.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I just want you to be happy.
I am happy with you.
Let's slow down a minute. let's get you married first. Okay.
Yes.
Jake, please take this ring. Place it on Darby's finger and repeat after me.
I, Jake, take you, Darby.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
Jake gazes at her.
That's it.
Darby.
Okay.
Place the ring on Jake's finger and repeat after me. I, Darby, take you, Jake.
I, Darby, take you, Jake.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To be my lawfully wedded husband. Loaded.
I know.
Sorry, here we go.
It's all that pie.
It is.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Yay!
Darby smiles and bounces up and down. They hug and kiss. Their families and friends cheer.
We're married! We're married!
Jake and Darby look at each other with excitement. They hug. They celebrate with the guests with the mountains beyond, from above.